Well, it's safe to say that Canadian farmers are upset with the federal government. Ever since they announced last week their plan to keep hiking the carbon tax until it hits $170 a ton in just 10 years, several farmers have already said it's going to put many producers in this country right out of business. We caught up with Saskatchewan farmer and policy advocate Sherilyn Jolly-Nagel, who says her first reaction to the announcement was visceral.
First of all, I thought it was a mistake. And not that I'm a trusting of the government type of person normally, but, you know, the promise was not to go above $50 a ton. And to be clear, I took issue with $50 a ton. Mm-hmm. That was insurmountable to begin with. So on a Friday afternoon to hear this announcement, $170 a ton, I really thought it was a mistake. It didn't make sense to me. The numbers don't make sense. This is insurmountable. It will crush us. It will literally collapse our family farms. It's not feasible. But there was no, you know, alternatives. There's no discussion around what measures they'll take, you know, to help out farmers or how this will impact agriculture. In fact, there just doesn't seem to be any sort of recognition that it will impact agriculture.
Do you find it interesting that, as you mentioned, they did it on a Friday afternoon with very little fanfare leading up to it, and then basically it's a case of, well, we'll just kind of let things sort themselves out now. And during a pandemic.
Yeah. You know what? I hate to complain about the classic political Friday afternoon move. Absolutely everybody does it. Every political party in history has done this. So I can't wag my finger at the Liberal Party and say, well, that was a nasty trick to put that on a Friday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I would have been ticked off whether it was a Monday morning, a Sunday afternoon, or a Friday afternoon. So, yep, it sucks that they did that. So we had the weekend, you know, to sweat and stew about it. But regardless, today's news doesn't work that way. We still talked about it all through the weekend. We talked about it on Monday, and the story didn't go away, and the story's not going to go away. It can't go away. This isn't possible. No matter which way we try to crunch these numbers, this $170 a ton tax is not possible. We're not talking about thousands of dollars for family farms. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars with no recognition that what we're doing right now is good. We are sequestering carbon. We are doing the best job that we possibly can. And I cannot get over the hypocrisy of this government. Everywhere you look, the government is talking about increasing our exports. You know, how the agriculture contributes to our GDP, you know, buy Canadian-made products, and look what Canadians are doing for feeding the world. And they tax us like this without any, you know, recognition that what we're doing is some of the best sustainable practices on the globe. I can't get over the hypocrisy.
Let's focus on that then. For a lot of people who don't realize just what farming does for the environment, I know here on the prairies, for example, the grasslands plays a huge role in that.
Oh, of course it does. It's not just about producing food. We produce fuel, we produce fiber, we produce food, and the majority of Canadians get to consume a lot of what we grow. But given our population as a great big country, and we're still, 37 million people, Canada cannot possibly consume everything that we grow. And that's a good news story. We export what we grow. Upwards of 80%, 90% of some of the products that we grow, some of the commodities that we grow, get exported. And this is part of the global trade story, which I happen to think is one of the best stories to tell these days. The fact that I get to eat strawberries, the fact that I get to drink coffee, the fact that I get to wear cotton shirts. This is all part of a global trading network that is fascinating to me. And it's a positive, good news story. And Canada contributes in such a substantial way. We are the world's largest exporter of lentils. Like, we have some truly amazing contributions to food trade among all of the other, you know, amazing products that we export. So it's a great story. The government depends on us. Our GDP depends on us. jobs and employment depends on this. I think it's 1 in 8 people are employed in Canada within the agriculture industry. And that's not just your farmers. I mean, less than 2% of the population is a farmer today. But that's your truckers, your people that are connected to the grocery store, food chains, the restaurants. Everybody that's connected to the food chain is massively dependent on agriculture. And as farmers, we're happy to contribute to that. But I'm a little tired of getting, you know, kicked in the knees. We're a humble people for the most part. We do our thing. We go about our business. We adopt new innovations. We don't ask much. But over and over, this government keeps kicking us in the knees, and it's getting harder and harder to stand up. And this carbon tax is, you're going to hear some farmers screaming and yelling about this, and rightfully so.
That's farmer and policy advocate Sherilyn Jolly-Nagel. We'll have more from her on Monday's show.